Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So if you're trying to reach out to people on LinkedIn in order to close more deals, how do you do that? In today's episode of the Mortgage Marketing Mastery Show, we're actually going to be answering the question from Nick. And he says, when messaging COIs, which by the way, I had to ask, Nick's not from the UK, I had to ask him what that meant. And that means center of influence on LinkedIn, what is the best, written, video, or voice? So great question. Now, when it comes to reaching out to these people, what we're talking about with the center of influence, are we talking about accountants, we're talking about conveyancers, lawyers, we're talking about estate agents, real estate agents if you're in the outside of the UK, all of these people who are people who you can effectively network with, and what we would call in the UK introducers. Okay, so how would you reach out? Like, the best way to reach out to them on LinkedIn. Now, first of all, with those, make sure that if you are connecting and using LinkedIn for introducer strategies, which by the way, I think LinkedIn is probably one of the best places for this for brokers. I think brokers oftentimes struggle with LinkedIn. They don't know how to make it work. And so what they do is that they end up creating this weird platform on LinkedIn where they're trying to get clients on LinkedIn, which is very difficult to do in mortgages, especially if you don't have a specific niche that you're after. And so they end up just making content talking about why you should work with me. I see it all the time on LinkedIn. And really, all the people they're just advertising that to is just other mortgage brokers. So it's just shouting into the void and nothing's going to happen. So with LinkedIn, I think it's a wonderful platform for you to be able to actually create content that targets these COIs, these center of influences, these people who are key players within your industry space, and peripheral services is another way to call them. This is a great way to use it because you can add those guys. So go onto LinkedIn, go onto the search engine, just literally press search and go ahead and just effectively search for those terms, search for those job roles, search for partner in law firm, search for conveyancer, search for accountant. I do it myself. I search for mortgage broker, I search for mortgage expert, I search for protection expert, I search for compliance manager. These are people in my circle of influence, these people that have similar roles to me that are all ideal clients. So you want to add them and fill your feed up. And I think LinkedIn is a wonderful place to do this, is to really get as many people as you can on there for more, as we say, more peripheral services, more ways of landing introducers, estate agents, things like that. Now, how do you actually reach out to them? Quite simply, there's a couple of things I would do when it comes to reach out to them. First thing I would do is I would follow them first. Don't go out and just add them and then send a message. There's nothing worse on LinkedIn than somebody literally adding you and sending you a message introducing their services. Nothing worse at all. I will just throw that in the bin whenever I get that, and I get it daily, so you just ignore it. Instead, what you should be doing, in my opinion, is go and follow them first and set notification on if you can. Engage with their content. So for a couple of weeks, engage with their content. Put that into your daily routine, your daily engagement routine, where you go on LinkedIn and engage with people. Put that in there. Make sure it's part of it. Engage with them. Get to know them. Get them, more importantly, get them to know you. And that's the big bit. It's getting them to know you before. And then once you've done that, then I would send a connection request and with a message saying, hey, love your content. Would love to connect. And that's it. So that's a connection request with a note. This is what I would do. So you'd follow them first. Don't send a connection request. Engage with their content for 10-15 days, so like 2 weeks. And then from there, send them a connection request with a note attached saying, really love your content, would love to connect. Chances are they may even connect before, but they want to do it that way first. And then from there, then what I would do is, if you want to add that next layer, once they've connected, you can then send a voice note or a video message. I would say, however, with the voice note and the video message, I know with me, I don't like them. Okay, so I don't actually like voice notes and video messages. When people send me voice note and video messages, it's like it's a running joke with my clients. I will do it with my clients because that's part of the service, but I can't stand them. And the reason why, and think about this, people you're messaging are very busy, and a voice note and a video message and or video message effectively says, I myself am too busy to take the time to write a clear and concise one or two sentence kind of message to get the point across. So I'm going to press record and ramble to you and let you decide what's valuable from that conversation. That's actually what it comes across as, because we've all got it. People get, hi, just trying to explain. I've been thinking about this and this, and hi, I'm Ash. And it's actually, you don't need that. And it also requires the other person on the other side of it. So like myself, if someone sends me a voice note or if someone sends me a video message, I have to stop what I'm doing to listen to it, which requires 100% of my attention, versus a text message. Someone can send me a message and it'd be like, cool, get the point, move back on to what I'm doing. I can set, mark it as unread, come back to it when I'm ready, all of that stuff. This is why I would say, be careful. When someone sends me voice notes, it's the first time we've met, I'm always like, oh, not a fan of that. Really not a fan of that. So it really comes down to how that other person is going to perceive it. I don't think there's a good or a right or a wrong one. But I do think what you really want to do is make sure that when you're sending, if you're trying to make those people know you, that you need them to know you before you send that connection request. And know you is very simple. Connect with them. Don't connect them, sorry. Follow them. Engage with them. Have a spreadsheet. Just, I've followed that person. I'm going to engage with that person for the next 10 days, every single day. Then I'm going to connect with a heartfelt message. If you feel like then they come back and you want to do a voice note, whatever, that's cool. But I don't think you need to. You're going to get better off by doing written stuff, especially with considering that LinkedIn is a written and image-based platform. It's static content. It's video content doesn't do that well at the moment. Written content really bangs, and so does images. I'm looking at one right now, which is Louis's got a Big Mac. that is the type of thing you need to think about when it comes to this, is are you making the connection something that someone will remember you? Otherwise, you're just a randomer sending them a voice note. And we all know why you're doing it. You want to try and get a bit of business. That's it. And we can see that. And they can smell it a mile off. And I can smell it a mile off. You can smell it a mile off when people do it. So don't be, you've got to think about how would you react? You'd react, you want to react to somebody who is not a stranger. So you've got to somehow not become a stranger. And you don't do that by doing an overly excessive video message, which I've seen people do. They do it to me all the time. So if you want to get my attention, by the way, guys, don't send me a video message. Do that. Engage with my content for a couple of weeks, and then send me a message direct. If you engage with my content for a couple of weeks, and then you engage, then you send me a message, I'll be way more receptive, and exactly the same for everybody else. You'd just be way more, because you're like, oh, it's you. Hello, how are you? I've had it with people on discovery calls. Discovery calls jump on. Craig Fish, who's a client of mine, Lodestone, when he got on the call with me, it'd be about a year ago now, when he first got on the call with me, I was like, oh, it's you. I've seen you. I've seen your face. I've seen your photos. It pops up all the time. You've engaged with my stuff. And we were like, I had a bit of a laugh about it, because I was like, oh my God, it's you. I see you all the time. So this is the type of thing that you want to make sure yourself you're doing. Don't be somebody who's just trying to be pushy. That's how I'd go about it. So there you have it. If you have any other questions that you would have answered on the show, just drop me a message anywhere, any place, anytime, and I will put them into the roster of this. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you next time. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.